All right, cool. What's up this week?
All right. I'm going to ask you to hand me that dice over there.
Oh, this weird non-Euclidean one that just has two sides?
Yes, also known as a coin. So we have... there we go. Yes. It is a two-sided die, also known as a coin. I have written on one side, home improvement.
Okay.
And on the other side, Shaq
Super
Fu.
Metroid.
No.
Oh.
If we could only be so lucky. No. So we're going to take this. We're going to roll this two-sided die and see what comes up.
Home improvement. Come on. Home improvement. I want to make those jokes. Come on, home improvement.
No, we're so excited. We're talking over each other. It's Shaq Fu. I'm sorry.
Fuck. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you are listening to Abject Suffering, the app-exclusive, tribute-exclusive bonus show from the makers of Watch Out for Fireballs.
Yes, and we play bad games that you suggest. First off, why are you doing this to us? Second off, this week we are playing Shaq Fu. It's a Mortal Kombat-esque fighting game. Developed by Delphine Software and published by Electronic Arts, because why not?
If you need another reason to hate EA in the wake of the SimCity debacle.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought, wait, so do we like EA again? Is Activision the bad one? I just want to know who I should hate.
This is not related to that. Just in the, I don't even know why I'm bringing it up. I just haven't said it out loud since I've seen it. I was walking home from a mandatory, like fundatory work gathering at a bar, and saw a bumper sticker that said, "I support our troops, especially our snipers." Like, wait, what? Like, is that a thing that I'm not aware of?
I know people. I know people who went into the military because they loved playing sniper in Halo.
That's disgusting.
I know, right?
I know those people.
It was high school. Like, okay. I don't like play poker with them. You know, yeah. It's not taking your turn.
You can't control who you know.
I didn't rent them high shoes, school. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So disgusting. That's a thing. Yeah. So
what's also a thing is EA. Fuck those guys.
Yeah. Why they do
Shaq
this?
Fu.
Delphine Software, since this should come up in a couple of episodes that we do, they also made Darkstone.
Oh, hey.
Also Moto Racer and let's see here, Future Wars.
Earlier we were saying Demon Stone, but this is what I was talking about.
I know. No, we were mistaken. I said Demon Stone, and then you said,
and I thought
oh,
it was this.
Like that. And, yeah. and then we corrected it a little bit later, saying like, oh, Darkstone's that one, but Demon Stone's okay.
Yeah, actually, Darkstone's not so bad.
I know, right?
Like, it's, I would say it is, you know, significantly better than Shaq Fu.
Sorry.
Even though I'm... I would hazard to guess. I am also going to say though, that Shaq Fu is the most fun I've had with a game we've done for the show by like
really?
A country mile.
Okay, so let's like dive in. So I said it's like Mortal Kombat. You are Shaq. You meet up with the old guy from Gremlins, and he tells you to save his grandson.
Sponsored by Pepsi.
Yes.
Like the story, like, don't undercut the cutscenes in this, Cole, because the cutscenes are hilarious.
They're great, right?
They're so good. I've got a script. Like, I pulled up the game facts because I love the script in this game.
I took screenshots of all of the stills and things.
Like, did you get the one where I stumbled upon a small kung fu dojo and the old man says, "Greetings, big warrior.
Yeah.
You are the one from the stars, I presume." Like, what are you talking about, you crazy old man?
Like, it's a,
and then he says, and Shaq, being Shaq, says, I'm an all-star, if that's what you mean. Question mark. What? What are you talking about? And then it's like, you have to save No Young Warrior. I'm too old, but you need to save Nazu. And then he's like, fine. And he says, no time to explain. Go through this portal. It's incredible. It's like the greatest intro in video games history. Like, what is that? It reminds me of 50 Cent Blood in the Sand.
Yep, yep.
Like, that's hilarious. Yeah. Never mind. Go through this portal.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Right. some kind of crazy second world happening here. Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever I try to do a Shaq impersonation, I'm doing Charles Barkley. So yeah.
Well, my Shaq is vaguely like baby cakes. Oh, yes. So yeah, that's a thing that I do. It's, you know, I'm sensitive about impersonating a person of African American descent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but yeah, the cutscenes, Pepsi feature prominently in at least two shots that I took.
Yeah, of. It's like it's a Pepsi dojo. Two from the makers of
English Pepsi. The way is not to fight. The way is to Pepsi. Yeah. So English Pepsi sign too in Tokyo of all reasons. He's there. He's in Tokyo to play a charity basketball game,
which comes back in a big bad way at the end.
Oh God, it does.
It's so good. Like I recorded a Let's Play of it, so you can watch, like, hear my reactions to it. And most of it is just laughing. Like the whole, it's very funny. Like, and it has to be at least a little self-aware, right?
I hope.
And then it almost has to be. Like, that last shot cannot be. No one would be involved and not know that that's hilarious. I don't know why I'm having it from the, not from the makers of Darkstone, Cole.
I was going to say, I was still like, okay, is it bad that I I'm looking at this to try and see where they were based out of? They were based out of France.
Makes a sense.
Yeah. They were founded in 1988. They went defunct in July 2004. And I love that there is a listing under the company metadata just that says Fate. Bankruptcy. But yeah,
I like that their first five games have incredible names. So first of all, they did the Out of This World port for Super Nintendo.
Yes,
that's actually, you know, that demands my respect. That's the first mm-hmm. way I played that game. That's a good port.
Yeah,
listen to the names of their first five games. Actually, I'm gonna go through all of these that are awesome.
Okay.
Right, so this company made, how can this be a bad company? Castle Warrior, Bio Challenge, Future Wars, Operation Stealth, Cruise for a Corpse, Shaq Fu. Like, what is any of that not balls to the wall kick ass?
I like Cruise for a Corpse.
Cruise for a Corpse.
And Operation Stealth was a it was a James Bond game in the
the Stealth Affair.
Yeah.
If you look at the cover of Operation Stealth, James Bond looks like Max Headroom. with a B-2 bomber coming out of his torso. It's really weird.
Oh man,
yeah, Shaq Fu. So you get sucked into this second world, and it's a fighting game, like a pretty shitty fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But the funniness is, like, the reason why I think this is actually, like, totally worth playing on easy, because it took me, I played for a half hour, I beat it on easy. So you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a half hour of your time, because, like, how non-plus Shaq is at all, like, all the enemy encounters and what he has to do. Like, he's so just jovially along for the ride. He's like the Dwayne The Rock Johnson of black people. Like, he just seems up for anything.
What's up, Catwoman? Can you tell me about this little boy, Nezu?
Yeah. Like... yeah, what's going on? It's really weird. It is a shitty fighting game, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you figure out, I had to look up on my phone how to do secret moves. Like, could you figure any of them out?
No. And I tried doing, like, the, the canonical set, right? Mm. You know, different combinations of half circles and quarter circles and things like that. And nothing doing. So this is what I love. Shaq is a master of Shaquido. Not Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu would have been really, really... that would have been too convenient to just make his fighting style
the name of the game.
But it's Shaquido, and It involves being able to.
I got sick after eating too many Chiquitos last night.
and
alternatively, whenever I go to my favorite bar, I order a Chiquito.
Oh, what?
Mojito?
Oh, a mojito? Not as good. Oh, you know, it takes like 10 minutes to make. They have to muddle up the shack.
Yeah, and, there we go. That's what I should have. That's the way I should have taken that joke.
Okay. No, that's fine. We can workshop it. This is a safe place, Gary.
Yeah.
And his like projectile move is to conjure up a shuriken.
Yeah, the shuriken is pretty funny. But why doesn't he throw a basketball?
I know.
Like,
right?
why does nothing he does except for the very end of this game have to do with basketball? like, it would have made so much sense. And I think that's what happens in Barkley Shut Up and Jam. I'm pretty sure he throws basketballs.
Yeah.
And it totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
This one, not so much.
Yeah, no, for real. But yeah, your sprites are super small.
Yeah.
Like, you know, fighting games, like, and it's not even that the size of the arena makes it that much of a difference. You're not mobile. You can't move. The best way to move around is to jump. That opens you up.
Well, yeah, but let's talk about a fixed horizontal jump distance and how that's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, not having control over how far you jump.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot jump, like, over a guy who's in front of you. You can only jump across the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah. Which leads to a lot of awesome scenarios that are like Dragon Ball Z fight scenes, where it's just you jumping at each other over and over again because you're
knocked back. Punching each other in the chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a real way to lose a war of attrition on the last boss. Like, I died. I beat him on my last continue, and I used all my continues up to that point because that worked on previous boss characters because you do a little bit more damage than they do.
Yeah.
But this guy does. You know, he hits hard. And he plays hard.
Can we talk about like the how crazy it is? So you're in Tokyo. You go to mm-hmm. another dimension entirely, a dimension that is ruled over by an Egyptian god.
Yeah, named Set Ra, which were just like the two Egyptian names that whoever made this knew. Like, that would be like if the same thing happened and you went to an American other dimension, and it was just like Lincoln Kennedy is the. You know, or like, you know, Jesus Washington is like the boss of America Land in the alternate dimension. Like, it makes no sense.
Jesus Reagan. But
did we ever learn why he wanted Nazu?
I think in the Genesis version of the game, there is an extra level beyond when you fight Set where he has brainwashed Nazu in order to become the ultimate warrior.
Do you know what's fucking a strange thing? And it could just be the mood I'm in. I might play the Genesis version of this game. Like, I legitimately had a lot of fun watching this insanity unfold. And on easy, it was easy enough to just power through the cutscenes or the battles to get to the cutscenes. Like, I don't know, man. I kind of think this is a must-play game. Like, if I had bought it for $60 or my parents had bought it, I'd be fucking furious.
Oh, God, yes.
Because, I mean, you can beat it, like, really quick, and it's a bad game. Like, the right. only reason why I was able to win was because I was on, you know, easy mode.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's, like, the cutscenes are, like, kind of must-see. Like, I don't know. I think it's a really funny game.
It is. It really, like, really,
really
is.
Really funny.
Yeah. I'm just looking at, like, the Genesis version has more characters, so there's more opportunities to see people talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like,
I just need to watch a YouTube of it.
There just aren't any. Man, there are not enough characters in this game. I want to see this play out.
Yeah, yep, yep. I want to know more about these backstories.
Yeah, yeah.
Or read the comic that they put in, like, Nintendo Power.
Yeah. But like, the crazy thing is, like, this project, at least according to Hardcore Gaming 101, started out as a rap album.
Yeah. Yeah. What? That's like if I was like drawing water for a bath and it turned into a painting. Like, that makes no sense. Like, how did that even, like, that is really, really odd. But then the album came out, right? There's like Shaq Fu The Return.
I think maybe.
Yeah, Shaq Fu The Return. Someone talked about it on our Facebook.
I saw
it's that. The second studio album by Shaq Fu. Or by Shaq. Eel O'Neill.
By Shaq Eel O'Neill.
Yeah. It's Shaq Eel O'Neill.
Shaq Eel O'Neill.
It's got Warren G on it, man.
Oh, that's legit.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Warren G.
Spawned two singles, Biological Didn't Bother, in which Shaq discusses his estrangement from his biological father, who has expressed no desire for reconciliation and no hook, which features the Wu-Tang Clan.
What?
Yeah, man. He's legit. Like, okay, here's the serious question. Do you think no matter what was being asked, you could say no to Shaq?
Like, if he was asking me to, like, help him move a piano from his third floor apartment, like a walk-up, I would do it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I can't think of a situation in which Shaq would ask me to do something and I'd say no.
The degree to which my affection for Shaq is ingrained. I was saying yes to Shaq at a very early age. I saw Kazam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have not seen Kazam because I was an adult at that point that it came out because I'm much older than you.
That was 1996, so I was 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember going to the Dollar Theater and enjoying it.
Yeah, I could see Kazam like Shaquille or Shaq, Keel O'Neal as a genie. That seems about right.
Just about, yeah.
Me as a djinn, man. As an ifrit.
Like him... Okay, so there's a bunch of stuff happening here, which is, basketball players becoming pop culture icons. Does that happen now? I'm not exactly plugged in. Like,
I don't think so. I don't think it's happened since, like, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the last one who I think. And he just became a pop culture icon because of a haircut. Like,
yeah.
And he never became an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's kind of no longer a thing, which is interesting. But I've actually read, like, a pretty interesting paper about, like, like sports.
Wonderful thing to bring up in a comedy podcast. An interesting
paper. Yeah. Let me tell you about this interesting study I read. It was just interesting about, so one of the reasons why I think that happens more with basketball, and they talked about it, is because basketball players, unlike many other sports, you can see their full face. There's like a lot more identity to basketball players as opposed to like football players, which are might as well just be like, soldiers.
Right.
Bots. And then baseball players who at least have a hat on and a uniform.
Uh-huh.
So baseball players more or less look the same.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But basketball players have a lot more identity. So there's a little bit more ego to basketball, and there's a little bit more kind of transferring to different mediums.
Yeah, and basketball seems like more inherently a team sport kind of thing too. So it doesn't seem like it would generate as much as many like breakout stars as it has. Right?
Yeah, it totally does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I don't know why I'm talking about in this episode of Abject Suffering. You're like the two least qualified people to talk about basketball in the world. Talk about basketball. Like I don't think I've ever watched an entire basketball game. Like that's not a sport that I can get behind really. Yeah. I'm not very interested in it. I mean, it's fine. I get it. I played an entire basketball game, but
That's, I don't know. I don't know. But just like this and the Space Jam thing, like I just can't help but think that there is this period in the 90s where these basketball stars were out there making fantasy products.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously what it is. It always rankles me a little bit when someone transfers medium because they get this unearned credit. You know, not for this. This was clearly just kind of like a cash tie-in. Like this could have came with a Slurpee, if it wasn't developed like by an actual studio. But when an actor makes an album, and then just some asshole is calculating like, this many people like Billy Bob Thornton's movies, so they'll buy his records, and he just instantly gets a record deal because of another career, and it has nothing to do with like what it's an unearned. Even if the thing ends up being fine, it's like a weird unearned leg up. Like it does all of their marketing promotion, which is like the hardest thing. All for them, So that's always frustrating to me.
So like Gwyneth Paltrow doing like Country Strong, that bothers you. So like a route to get around that, to get around Gary's disdain for this, would be to fade out so much that you're now known for this thing, such as with Rick Moranis and country music, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I'll take it.
I can't say no to Rick Moranis.
Yeah, exactly. I have to say, like, I cannot say. If only I could say anything to him, God rest his.
I think he's still alive.
Huh? Well, his soul.
Oh, okay.
I don't actually know that much about what Rick Moranis is up to. He's one of the, we're talking about everything except for Mr. Keel O'Neal, but there's not much to say. It's a fighting game, right?
Yeah.
Like there's these amazing cutscenes, but the fights are all, everybody has a projectile and then like a area control around them. For some reason, you can't duck and block. Like if you duck, you create a power force field around yourself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why.
You have a fury meter that builds up as you take damage, which is a neat concept that has been done a lot later.
And a lot better, right? Yeah. I assume. Like, I mean, it doesn't make, you know, I think you just do more damage, but there are no special moves that get unlocked by it, as near as I can tell.
Right, right. So, Shaq's limit break.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alternate title for this bad boy. So you fight a cat lady, you know, fine. Mm-hmm. Then I fought the guy with the sword.
Yeah, the stereotype.
Yeah, I fought the Prince of Persia after that, and that was fine. Like, he never even really got out of swords. It's no big deal.
Be careful, Prince. You might hurt yourself with them. So with those swords, my swords will make you think twice about that comment.
About saying that, yeah.
Yes.
Good one. And then you fight a cool, mummy looking guy, which I was fine with. The first like really cool fight though is that you fight Malia Getty from Gabriel Knight.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Malia. You fight Malia. A little bit later, and you're super sexist against her.
Yeah.
Like, your magic can't hurt me, girlfriend. And she's good. Like, she's like, my magic's never lost a match, and I'm not your girlfriend.
So here's what I love. Before you fight Malia, there's a little cutscene as you cross your first bridge, which says, "Somewhere in the second world, Beast brings his skeleton soldiers to life." Which hints at a game that I really want to play.
Beast is a pretty, he looks just like Carnage and plays, you know, big into the ending.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to make him the breakout character. I missed that cutscene because I didn't know it was coming and I was looking at my phone for special moves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's him like he's surrounded by robed figures. There's the lightning is striking the pyramid in the background. There's a full moon. And he has his arms raised up and there are lightning bolts going down to a skeleton on an altar, like a bloodletting altar.
I'm pretty sure you don't fight skeleton one.
No, you don't. This game. Let alone an army of skeletons, which I would play Shaq versus the million skeleton army.
Yeah, like just Shaq versus skeletons.
Yeah,
like Shaq Sylvania. I'd be pretty into that.
Yeah,
Shaq versus the skeleton warriors.
Mm-hmm.
She has a kind of a creative attack though, where she pulls out a little Shaq voodoo doll.
Yep,
and stabs it. Like, that's pretty cute.
Yeah,
I can get behind that. Like, somebody on this had to be in on the joke a little bit. Like,
uh-huh.
I'm maintaining that.
I'm flipping through my various screenshots, and in all of the cutscenes of Shaq talking to his opponents, his like battle pose is to like hold out his finger, like he's like giving them a talking to, like, now you listen here.
Drop it, Beast. No, Beast. No.
What's in your mouth?
What's your mouth? No, drop. No, Beast. No, drop. No. Ooh, you fight Nezo at some point. I'm genuinely excited by that.
You fight who?
Nezu in the script. Like, fight 9, it lists Nezu. I didn't fight Nezu.
Yeah, no, that's in the Genesis, I think.
Wow, the Genesis is, like, definitely there. Because ordinarily, like, you ask, you're like, Super Nintendo or Genesis. I said Super Nintendo because it's a fighting game.
Yeah.
You want all those buttons, not that toggle with the start button bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, so I was curious because the Genesis version was rated higher.
Hmm.
So that's why I asked, but you seem so certain. I know what happens when I disagree with you. So.
I was emphatic about doing it that way. It seemed to make sense. But I mean, I got to see these other bosses at the very least.
Yeah, there's one who's like who looks like he's straight out of Mortal Kombat. He's like a cyber cop kind of dude.
Your dialogue with that guy is pretty funny. Like he's the colonel, and your dialogue is, "What's up with the plastic headgear, brah?" We talk a little bit about, so one, the portraits in the upper left, when Shaq is losing, his face looks like a melting candle.
Yeah.
Like his face, his mouth like starts getting all pre-scream, like pre, you know, like, it's really scary. And then go ahead.
I saw the original piece of art that was referencing, which was Shaq as a rotting jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, essentially like just a disgusting jack-o'-lantern. And then but most importantly, like, my favorite thing about this game is the little dance he does when he wins.
Oh yeah.
Like, he does this little, like, like little fake tap dance thing whenever he wins, and it's so funny. Like, it's so good.
Look, I want to give him.
I want an animated GIF of it on my eyelid. So when I close my eyes, like every time I do, I'm like, well, time for sleep. Like every single time.
Okay. So what you should do, you should get like the frames of that dance tattooed around your torso. And carry around like a paper towel tube, so you
become
can
become
like, a human zoetrope, like a human zoetrope? Kinetoscope.
Yeah, oh, kinetoscope. Yeah,
yeah. So that way, it's kind of like, do you want to see Shaq dance? And you lift mm-hmm. up your shirt, and the person like hones in on the line that they have to follow around, and then you just spin as mm-hmm. it like goes, and yeah.
And I can do the little. I can do.
Well, no, that would make it hard for them to track it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll show you the diagram on my patent filing.
I was going to sing that with my mouth. So it might be distracting because okay. they might get a toe tap in rhythm, but it won't be.
When you say, I go, da, 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 like, I go that means you do that dance. So.
That is the sound effect for a dance. Why do you fight that first ghoul at a place called Gargoyle's Peak? God damn it.
There are gargoyles in the background, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told there'd be gargoyles.
I love his his dialogue. You know, Shaq says, "Tell me where the boy is, Nezu, before I beat it out of you." And he goes, "Yeah, right. I'll whisper it in your ear after I slap you, silly."
I forgot about that. Like a very distinctly anti like zombie demon dialogue. Yeah, right. I'll whisper it in your ear. very specific.
He's pulling out like some like straight up like Frank Booth from Blue Velvet
yeah.
kind of stuff. Like
you're gonna need a whole gallon of milk to swallow it.
It's like, where's Nezu? Don't be a good neighbor to him. I'll send you a love letter straight from my heart, fucker. You know what a love letter is? A lightning bolt straight from my fucking hand, fucker. You receive a sorry.
There's a lot of Blue Velvet in this game.
Yeah, there is.
One thing I'm slowly learning is you have to be careful mentioning movies around Cole.
Sorry.
Because once he says a line, he just has to keep going. there's not a stop for him. He's like a copy machine that's kind of broken.
Like, and the thing is, it's like not even that funny. Yeah. It's just funny that I do it, not that the thing I do is funny.
It doesn't quite work. Like but it is very consistent.
So I apologize.
If I ever like get pregnant, I'll have to explain you to a temp and be like, here's the thing about Cole. Here's, be careful. Do you like movies? No? Good.
Okay.
So here's
don't say anything because he's one of those people.
Once he gets going.
Yeah. At least I'm not quoting like Family Guy or some shit.
That could be. Well, we wouldn't be doing the podcast. If
yeah. Holy like, crap. But yeah. See, but yeah, it's
giggity,
giggity goo.
My wife.
So you get the set, and he's like he's a mummy, and all of his attacks are mummy based.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, "I'll wrap you up," or like Shaq says, "I'll unravel you." My fighting style will unravel you, or something like that.
Yeah,
he's along for the fun. he's actually really hard. He does a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So you have to fight pretty well. I found like I didn't do any secret moves. I found that the way to do this was to have good luck with the jump, you know, the jump offs, and then get someone in a corner and be really aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you win Shaq Fu. At least
is
on
that
easy
every mode. Fight.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. But like, yeah. You know, other fighting games have a little bit more strategy.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, everything is so unresponsive and the hitboxes are like a mile fucking off.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like the corners in Dark Souls when you're trying to like shoot an arrow around them. Like, it doesn't work. So it took me a lot of tries, but I finally beat Set. And I was treated like the best twist in video game history. It's like 1,000 Bioshocks on top of 1,000 Spec Ops.
Well,
like,
let's say after you defeat Beast, he says, "I will travel through time to fight you again someday."
Oh, I guess he does say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I was just like, oh, okay, that's a generic bad guy dialogue. But
it's very specific. He lays out his plan.
Yeah. I guess that, you know, it's a real Chekhov's Beast kind of scenario. Like,
if a beast promises time travel in the first act.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. And then so you fight after you fight Set, you go back and you're just like, I saved the kid, and with no fanfare or preamble, and you go to your game and you think it's going to be a cute scene because he's like, sorry, I'm late. I ran into a little traffic.
I had to fight some traffic to get here.
Yeah, there's no cars involved. Like, it's not a pun or anything, Jack. Mm-hmm. Is that just something that you saw in 48 Hours or like, you know, or Beverly Hills Cop or something like that, and you're just assigned to parrot it? Like, we will forgive you, but – and then you find that Beast is playing basketball for the other team, and everyone's chilling out like it's not a thing.
Yeah. Got some dudes over the right just kind of talking.
Yeah, not talking about Beast, who looks like Carnage, if you want to think about how weird that scene is.
Like, he's got these big long claws that would surely puncture the basketball.
Yeah, he said those fingers are not fit for typing piano or basketball.
Those are not regulation fingers, Beast. Those are not regulation fingers.
Where's the ref? He's probably like inside out in the locker room, like dangling from his strips of skin.
Flayed alive.
Yeah. Undoubtedly. And then that's the end of Shaq Fu. Yeah. The only game I've beaten for Abject Suffering for sure. you know, but yeah, super, super good.
Yeah. But so like, you know, it would be hard to talk about this without talking about kind of the whole movement to eradicate it from the face of the earth. The ShaqFu.com people.
Yeah.
So this guy said like, hey, send me all ShaqFu that you have and I'll destroy it. With the premise being like, hey, this thing is like clogging used game store shelves, right? And it was. I remember going game shopping and always coming across it and never being interested because sports scared me.
Yeah, because even though ironically, like I think that this is probably a better value than say like. You know, and well, I mean, maybe not because it was like those like, you know, mid '90s sports games are actually kind of good games.
Yeah.
But the fact those are like a way bigger clog to our, you know, our economy.
Yeah.
Like NHL's 94 are much more, you know, prevalent than Shaq Fu.
Oh, but 94 is the best one.
No, it is a good game, but you don't need more than one.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm not sharing with Caitlin. but like, yeah, I mean, you only need one.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of game burning, even if it is for comedy.
Like, yeah, I very nearly took a video of myself smashing Sword of Mana, and then just here, this is a true story. I was like, I'm going to take a YouTube video of me burning or smashing Sword of Mana with a hammer. It's going to be funny. And then I didn't want to clean my apartment to create an area big enough to smash it. So it's that's like, I'll do it tomorrow. Blum, blum, blum,
blum, blum. That's shocking, Gary.
And I never did. I've cleaned my apartment since then a couple of times, but like, it's not a, you know, I gave up on it. Now I'd be like, remember last year when I was mad about this game?
It's like, so. This sure is a bad game, isn't it?
Yeah. The reason why I've never done my studio tour, I cleaned my apartment really well and did one, but I was self-conscious about how much you could hear me breathe on it. Like, I sounded like I had a YouTube filter, like a Let's Play filter put over my...
I forget. Was I the person who made that joke?
That's you. That's
okay.
A cold.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I wasn't stealing that because I so often do.
Well, there's a contract that anything that comes under comes up in the show.
Ah.
Yes, we both own.
Okay. Otherwise, we're open for litigation. We're running up on time here. So, did you find any positive reviews?
Yeah.
Aside from this glowingly positive one.
Just my glowingly positive review. Two things I came up with. So, GameFAQs, someone did a fact of it, and there's no funny dedications or anything, but he did dedicate a section to frequently asked questions, and it just says, "Are there any hidden characters?" No.
Yeah,
and that's the entirety of the thing. That's pretty funny.
There is a blood code. I noticed that as well.
Yeah. For, you know, Super Nintendo games, there always is. But there is a couple very high rate reviews. So 10 out of 10 review by Who Cares. And it's 10 out of 10. And the name of the review is, "Why do people think this is bad? This is not so bad. Why do people act like it is? It's not perfect. But really, people act like it's the worst game ever. People might say that Shaq should only be in basketball games, but I don't think so. I think Shaq fits really good into this game. This game would lose something big if Shaq wasn't in it. Also, it's cheap. You can probably get it for 50 cents or a dollar without much trouble. I would play this over Mortal Kombat any day, one word. Anyways, I will go more in depth. Graphics? 10. Nope. Let me see. One thing is I don't like how small the characters are. That's true. So that can be overlooked. 10. Gameplay, 10. Smooth, high frame rate action. Nope. It can be hard, even on easy. So that's another 10. Sound, 6. Ooh. Yeah, chink in the armor. Doesn't like the sound. Story, 10. Imaginative and original. Shaq is playing a charity basketball game in Tokyo. And he just explains what... I guess Shaq is a hero because he does it. I guess he was confident in his skills of Shaq Fu. Or maybe he just wanted to save the kid. Or both. I don't know. But the story is imaginative and fits into the game.
Is it?
Yeah, what? It fits into the game. Like, there is no game... This doesn't exist without... Like, what do you mean this game would lose something if Shaq wasn't in it?
Like Shaq would be like a secret character.
Well, there's no. This is the entire thing sprung out of existence out of some marketing guy's, like, you know, the future's in Shaq and Mortal Kombat, you know.
Yeah, it would lose something without. I don't think the cutscenes would be nearly as goofy because if you didn't have Shaq here, this would just be Primal Rage.
Yeah, totally. It would exactly be that. It would be really stupid.
Yeah.
So it being Shaq, but you could replace Shaq with like any, you know, this could have been like the first 50 Cent game and it would have been funny. Like, so.
Yeah. Larry Bird's Adventures in the Outworld.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, no. There's another 10 review called While Y'all Hatin', but it's like 6 pages long.
Jesus.
What are you doing? More importantly. Life. Can you have fun with this game? It's a fighting game. Of course it is. What? While like, Shaq and ass in story mode can wear thin.
There are so many bad fighting games, especially from this era.
Also, like, Shaq and off playing Shaq Fu with friends is the most fun that can be found.
Oh, that's not real.
Yeah, I know. After winning a Shaq, laying the Shaq down, and seeing him perform the Shaq shuffle. This guy's funny. All right. He's in on the joke.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I want to integrate laying the Shaq down into my daily vernacular.
Yeah, I'm going to lay down. What's the other thing you said? Shacking off. At my work, we talk about SHAC, which is student health and counseling. So every time I was reading this, I kept thinking about student health and counseling foo, which is not nearly as cool. Hmm. No answers. Shaq is back in a glorious new game, Shaq Down. Oh, there was a Shaq Down? Did someone make a ROM hack?
Maybe.
ROM Shack?
When he spelled Shack is back, was back spelled B-A-Q?
Oh, in a big bad way.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
There is a Shack game. Oh, this is pretty crazy, actually. Well, the preview for it came out, and it looks like an endless runner. It is an endless runner for, like, iPhone.
What?
Yeah, Shaq Down. It's like a sequel to Shaq Fu, where you're like cell shaded and you run forward killing zombies, and there's a giant motorcycle.
I need this. I need this in me.
And you look like Bishop from the X-Men.
I'm down for that. I like Bishop.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty into it. All right. Well, let's quit shacking off.
Wow. So I was going off on a rant there while you were doing that, but like there are so many bad fighting games from this era.
Yeah. Essentially, if it wasn't if it wasn't Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And like Mortal Kombat, those games aren't that great. Like Street Fighter did it well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it.
Yeah. There's like Clay Fighters. There was was it Balls?
Yeah. There's Balls. one of the ones that I think is a pretty bad game, but I kind of like it is Eternal Champions.
Oh yeah, Eternal Champions.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, like, all these people from art throughout history, like, and through the future, being drawn together. Like, yeah. And there's a character in that you fight called the Senator. Like, no joke. Like, when he throws, he's really powerful, too. For my old podcast, we did a tournament of Eternal Champions, which, like, that gets to show you how much I've learned about podcasting. So for my old podcast, I did a tournament of Eternal. So if you can't see the reason why that's a stupid idea, you know. But yeah, that's the, we do, and I always play the Senator, and he has a move where he, like vetoes people. He throws out a little piece of paper that says veto on it and it stops them from doing special moves. And it's really, really powerful. Like it's like kind of a badass game. There's a cool, like a Batman character, like a detective with like grappling hooks and shit.
Huh.
The Eternal Champions is kind of cool. I don't know. I played a lot of these fighting games. I have kind of weakness for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, like especially, you know, in the arcades, like the like Time Killers. We have that actually like really upset me because that's mega violent. Like you can get an instant win by chopping people's heads off.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And people are always fighting with their arms off and shit.
A little gross. So that's Shaq Fu. Is this one that we can redeem?
I'm way ahead of you, buddy.
Okay.
Like I redeemed it. Like I think this is a must play game. Like don't buy it, even though it is only 50 cents or a dollar. Like do not buy it. Just play an emulator of it, play it on easy and get through the bosses.
Yeah.
Or get up through the end of the boss just to see the cutscenes and how ridiculous it is and watch him do the Shaq shuffle. Is that a thing that he did as a basketball man?
Man, I hope so. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I wish that just the video game, like the people who created the game created it.
Oh, that it was.
Yeah, like they just wanted him to do something afterwards. I think I would like that a little bit better.
Yeah, the only Google result is is just that's the name of the boards.
The boards?
No, that's just facts topic.
Yeah. I just put in a Google image search and there's just a bunch of smiling pictures of Shaq. Like this has to go up in my first like my new like top 10 like this Google image searches I've been working on with like Beholder and the King in Yellow and now Shaq. Because this is a good Google image search. Like,
is that him in a rice picker hat?
Probably. Let me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Post image. There we go.
Yeah.
Oddly appropriate, too.
Yeah. Is one of them smiling and holding this like Kinkajou or this like sugar glider or whatever? What a smile.
He's
oh my, I love this man.
That is a winning smile.
Yeah, this guy's the best.
Thanks, Shaq.
Yeah, thanks, Shaq.
Thank you.
This show, it's no sense of exaggeration. This show would not exist if it were not for Shaq.
I wouldn't be alive to this day. Life is a dismal, bleak chore without Shaq.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Same with a panda bear. Oh, that's adorable.
I know. He just like use your fame to get into funny video games and then just like get pictures of smiling with animals. He's a man of simple taste.
I've lived my life wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Shaq, you make me want to be a better person.
Oh, even when he's trying to look intimidating, he's not.
No, I'm not intimidated by him at all. Like I'll do anything he says, but I'm not intimidated by him.
Huh. So, I need to look and see who actually recommended that we do this.
Oh yeah.
So why don't you
composing a symphony? Here's him composing. Why? He just gets to do whatever he wants.
Why not?
It's insane. Why is he a composer? Or a conductor, rather. That's what I mean.
Okay, I was going to say. Is he
composing a symphony would be pretty, like, that's a funny image. Here's him conducting.
Like, just him, like wandering fitfully around a room, like, just conducting in his head, just, like, trying to. Yes.
This is a fake image for, like, a magazine cover, but it shows him having a fake tattoo that just says Shaq Week. And, like, I wish he had that tattoo. Shaq Week.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm going to start watching basketball now.
I think I'm going to get 4 tickets to the Lakers.
Yeah, I know. I need a Shaq jersey.
Oh, man. Okay, right. So I'm looking here. This one was suggested, thankfully, by Murph Murphy. Thank you, Murph.
Oh, Murph. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a... You get it. You get a bell, my friend.
Yeah, you're a gold star.
Yeah. So,
gold star for you.
Yes, and everybody else, if you recommend a game that we like, we'll avoid saying go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you get a bell. Bells get bells.
Bells get bells. So what's next?
Oh, okay. Next up, we're doing a game that I can only hope is equally delightful, and that is Home Improvement for Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Here's why I have hope. My recollection is that there is a level where Tim Taylor is fighting dinosaurs.
I was trying to think of what the game would even be. Like, there kind of has to be time travel. I can only imagine the first level is fighting animate power drills for like a long time. And then what? Then I have nothing. you know? So dinosaurs I'll take. But I don't like him as much as I like Shaq. Like, as a guy? Like, he's kind of a really terrible misogynist comedian.
Yeah, so. And also, you know, a crack dealer, I think.
And also Home Improvement. Like, you know.
I'm sorry you say that. Well, what was that?
Also, Home Improvement is also a problem with...
I hear Home Improvement. All I can hear is comedy poison, so...
Yeah, yeah. Wilson, power tools! Just loop that. We got the second episode recorded now. Al Borland!
Well, I don't know, Tim.
Here's a Google image search for the Comedy Shaq Network. This is incredible. I need more Shaq.
That's what we're all about now.
Can we change this to like the fucking Bod Shaqs?
The Bod Shaq.
Bod Shaq, baby.
I would love to do a mini series of that, very, very carefully scripted, but where eventually every word just became Shaq.
Yes, very slowly. Yeah. Like, at first they sound like it. Just things that rhyme, like, you know, oh, pull up the truck around Shaq. And then, like, eventually it just becomes, you know.
Just like 5-10-minute episodes where the entire thing is Shaq.
Malkovich, 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 Malkovich. And then we mail it to Shaquille O'Neal. And he probably flies out and takes a big picture of us smiling. Like, he's that kind of man.
I gotta thank you guys for helping raise awareness of my...
Of me. Raising of if we me. Can do anything to raise Shaq awareness, let's do it.
I want to throw up the Shaq signal.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah, if anybody knows him... I'm sure the pasty white guys who listen to our show probably know Shaq Neil O'Neal.
Well, somebody was probably like a PA on Steel, you know?
Yeah, yeah, maybe. If so, like, tell him that we want to meet.
Yeah.
We have an exciting new product and project.
that we desperately want him to be involved in. When I was doing research for this video, and by research, I mean checking to make sure my Shaq impression was not terrible. I'll leave that to everybody else to decide. I looked up a video, and there was a video of him on... ESPN, like an ESPN program. And, you know, he was wearing like a white suit and he was looking real handsome and he was, you know, there just kind of joking with the guys and they're reading Twitter comments and, you know, like they were just like savaging and they were saying like, oh, it looks like an inside out ice cream sandwich. And it's like, that's kind of a dumb joke and slightly racist. He was just laughing. That's... He was saying, keep it coming, guys. Like, just such good humor.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Shaq, can you raise my kid?
He is our God. No, I don't raise me. Like, I need to get adopted by him. Like, I don't care about my kid.
I don't want to be presumptuous.
Like, what would happen is we would fly. Like, he'd fly out. He would take a bunch of pictures with me, you know, and we'd just be smiling. And then we'd go do something ridiculous. Like, he'd be like, you know, Gary, have you ever dreamed of, you know, skydiving off the tallest building in Portland? I'm like, of course fucking not. And then he would be like, well, let's do it. And then we would do it smiling, holding some fucking marmot. And then I'd go home and shoot myself because my life would be over. I would never get better than that.
The skydiving is actually pretty good because you've gotten to the highest point and you quickly go to the lowest point.
Yeah, exactly. It would be a metaphor for my entire life. Like, slowly climbing this building, getting to the peak with Shaq, and then a rapid decline. Bam.
Long live the new Shaq.